Glad you're here with us on the Clark Howard Show, where it's all about you and that wallet of yours. I want you to learn ideas from me so you can save more and spend less. And don't let anyone ever rip you off. And you can follow me at facebook.com/Clark Howard. Coming up in just a few minutes in today's Clark Rage, if you have a kid who's into video games, there's something you got to watch out for, because it could really harm your kid and cost you. And later, I want to talk about a new tremendous money-saving offer for military veterans and current active duty military personnel. It's really great. And speaking of really great, there's a new Gmail that Google is not promoting at all for your laptop or desktop. And it's something that I want you to know that exists and how to get to it and how to use it, because this is very well thought out. Your email will continue to present as it has before with some slight wrinkles. And the way you're going to be able to see what's available is there's a little button over to the right that looks like a settings button, like you'd have on a smartphone. You click on it, and it'll ask you if you want to try the new Gmail. Answer yes, because it is something that will not require a lot of changes on your part. It will not confuse you. It'll just make things better for you, particularly if you use other Google services like Calendar. Instead of having to go out of your mail to refer to something on your calendar, Calendar now is a little icon off to the right. You can just click on it. It'll open up a window of what's going on in your calendar there, and so you can reference it as you're responding to an email. It also allows you to add other functions that you use that are from Google that go down a rail, like notes and tasks and things you want to do specific things to. And there's a list of add-ons you can put on that are, I'm not sure all these are from Google. Maybe right now. Nope. Doesn't look like they're all from Google. But things you can add on that are things that people use daily. A lot of people use various functions or apps. And so you're able to have those to reference in the middle of the email. But there's something that people who are concerned about their privacy would really like, and that's that Google has a new way you can send what they call a confidential email. And it steals from the idea of how some apps that teenagers like to use, where once you've sent something, it vanishes. So the recipient can read the message, and then poof, it's gone. And you set what poof is, how quickly that happens, and create a layer of privacy that does not exist right now. It will not prevent a recipient who means you harm from making a screenshot of that message you've sent before it goes poof, but it will provide you with the ability to have that message vanish. As long as the recipient is somebody who would not mean you harm, you're good. But if you're really into privacy, skip Google and look at Proton Mail. Proton Mail, Proton Mail. It's a European email service. It is free. And Proton is 100% encrypted email. So your email messages cannot be intercepted. I shouldn't ever say cannot be. It would be very hard for them to be intercepted and for prying eyes to ever see the messages that you are sending. And this is available for iPhone, Android, or on the web to use Proton Mail and have the privacy. Going back to the new Gmail, something I think is really cute is that if you give Gmail permission, they'll track who you tend to respond to quickly, who you tend to respond to their messages all the time. And if you overlook one, like from the boss, it will send you a reminder hey, you probably want to look at this message from so-and-so and keep you out of trouble with the boss, with your spouse. My wife's always mad at me. She says, I never read her emails. Yes, I do, honey. I promise. I read your emails the second they come in. Don't know why you think I don't. But now I'm not going to have to worry about it, because if I ever did overlook an email from my wife, I'm going to get the nudge from Gmail saying, hey, dude, look at this message. Well, it actually doesn't say, hey, dude, but it highlights it in a way that I will actually see it. Again, if you want to experience the new Gmail, in the upper right corner on your laptop or desktop, you'll see the settings button. Click on it. It will say try new Gmail. If you end up hating it, you can go back to the old one. I can't imagine what you wouldn't like about it. And reviewing, if you want to go to something that's a completely separate, very secure email service that is free, look at protonmail.com. Clint is with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hi, Clint.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. Thank you, Clint. So you are one of the refugees of yet another department store folding.
Absolutely.
Who folded in your life?
Bon-Ton Boston store.
Okay, yeah. They had, department stores under 6 or 8 different brand names around the country that are all closed or closing at this point. And so do they owe you money? Please tell me they don't.
No, they don't.
Good.
I'm just worried about, like, the credit card that we have open with them.
Okay.
Do we close that, or are they going to close that?
Do not close the card, because that will hurt your credit.
Okay.
Does the Bon-Ton card come with a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover co-branded logo on it?
No, it does not.
That's not the answer I was looking for. So in that case, if it was for the store only, then yeah, they're going to can you at some point, or whoever behind the scenes was handling their credit for them may, based on your credit risk profile, may make an offer to you of some form of replacement credit, and it would be worth it as long as there's no fee with that to take the replacement credit so you don't reduce your overall credit profile.
Okay.
And the only good thing is that a lot of people in the credit industry look at store-only cards as junk credit or trash credit.
Okay.
And so as long as you have a variety of other cards, losing this credit won't have a significant impact on you. How many major cards do you have? Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover.
I have 3 cards, and thanks to I went from $80,000 in debt to zero except for a mortgage payment in 7 years.
Well, you say thanks to me, but you did it.
Yeah, I sure did. It took 7 years, but we got it done.
Doesn't that just feel so empowering?
It does. So I just don't want my credit score to fall because of a big box store. So...
Yeah, if you've got 3 major cards, you'll be fine.
Okay.
And I'm very impressed with what you've accomplished, wiping out that much debt. I wanted to ask you one thing before I let you go. What kind of lifestyle changes did you have to make to get rid of that massive amount of credit card debt over? Took you multiple years, but you did it.
Yeah, just budgeting, and the divorce helped too, so... We're there, so, but yeah, we're basically budgeting and just watching the finances.
Well, I think that's a wonderful event that you tackled something that most people would just give up, and you instead brought it to zero, and that's a real accomplishment that will benefit you the rest of your life. Dawn is with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hi, Dawn.
Hi, Clark.
Dawn, understand you are really good at saving money. Like, you could teach me a thing or two even right now.
I don't know about that.
Oh, I bet you can. What'd you do?
Made a little deal with my niece to as an incentive for her to save money. I started off with a $2 bill and told her the next time I visited her, if she still had that $2 bill, I'd match it. So I've been continuing to match that money she's been saving for about my last 9 months. And I had to finally tell her I had to set a maximum, and she's going to reach that maximum. So we've been, I've told her she had to track all the serial numbers for all the bills, or I wouldn't match the next time I saw her. So she's been doing very well.
So this is novel. Are you every time giving her a $2 bill, or are you matching it with $2?
Well, I gave her $2, and the next time I saw her, I gave her two more, which gave her four. So then the next time I saw her, she had four. I gave her four more.
Oh, after a while, you would be broke at doubling every time.
You're correct. That's why I had to set a maximum of $1,000.
No way. No way. How much does she have right now?
About 480.
So how old is your niece that she is so good at not spending that she's making you poor?
She's 14.
And at 14, has the discipline to keep a hold of every single dollar you've given her.
I didn't believe it myself.
That is really great. Where I thought you were going with it is that you were giving her a $2 bill each time.
No, it started with a $2 bill.
Okay. All right. But the idea is that she holds on the money double, holds on double. This is great. So she's going to end up with $1,000.
Yeah, the next trip back to visit her, I give her another 480. It puts her around 960. So
is your 14-year-old niece working at all? Is she doing yard work or babysitting?
No.
All right, so this is the thing. When she's likely at 15 or 16, she'll start working?
I hope so.
So the money that you've given her, if she keeps holding on to that, what will ultimately be right around $1,000, she will be able, when she starts working, to take that money and put it in a Roth IRA. And then it'll grow tax-free the rest of her life.
Okay.
And then you will have given her a lifelong gift with your incredible generosity as an aunt.
Now, there is an option for her to invest it in some way, right? Take that $1,000 and invest it right now just to earn some gains possibly off of it?
Well, see, that's the idea I'm talking about with the Roth. What I'm excited about is that, like, for now, if she were to slap it into a savings account and earn, right now you can earn around maximum of 2% in a savings account.
Mm-hmm.
If she were to put it in savings and then as soon as she starts working, that's when she can put it into investments in a Roth IRA, which has this unique thing that if she, let's say at 15 or 16, is working, and then she can look at a lifetime of that $1,000 growing tax-free.
Got it.
That will be enormous money for her well down the road.
Okay. I thought there was a possibility she could go ahead and invest right now.
She could. She could. She absolutely could with $1,000. Any of my low-cost financial houses will allow her to open an account, but money put into a regular account would affect her eligibility for financial aid if she's planning to go to college, and the money would be subject to tax, where it would not be if she holds it in a savings account, a parking space, till she does get gainful employment, whatever that gainful employment would be, and then she's able to put it in the Roth, won't affect her college, and would allow the money to grow tax-free for 50 years, which is great. I love that challenge.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity, much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Today's Clarkrageous moment involves people exploiting your children and then in turn your wallet. And they're what are known as loot boxes that first came on my radar when a gentleman came up to me and said, I needed to look into this. I needed to investigate. And I didn't really understand it till I experienced it with my own 12-year-old son last year when he was 11. And this is where, as parents, we've got to be fully focused on what our kids are up to when we give them a gaming device, they're on an iPod Touch, they're on a cell phone, and they're playing video games. And that is that a lot of the companies that design and sell video games are exploiting children with devices in them. What a loot box is it kind of creates the sense like you'd have at a slot machine or video poker, and tries to get kids to pay money, your money, to unlock the loot box, which allows them to play the game with more versatility or to go to a different level in a game or whatever. And they get the kids hooked. They get them addicted and all the lights and sounds, just like with a slot machine, how it affects adults, but even worse with kids. The industry has been fighting back against any moves in any of the states, because the Congress is in a deep slumber, to restrict these devices selling children the loot boxes to prevent that from happening. So now, as it should be, the first role and responsibility comes back to you and me as parents. And you need to explain to your children, when you allow them to start playing video games, that they are not to do in-game purchases, which is the general category this is under. That no matter what, they are not to do in-game purchases. And if they do, that you are going to take their electronics away for a period of time as punishment. There has to be a clear signal to your kid that they're not going to do it. The video game industry is doing this because it's highly profitable to exploit young children and your wallet. And particularly with people signed up through iPhones and Apple products, there's a great risk that your card is being charged every single time that they click on a loot box. You got to know and watch your wallet. Great to have you here on the Clark Howard Show, where it's about your empowerment with knowledge so you can keep more of what you make. And you can follow me at facebook.com/Clark Howard. Do I have a deal for you or a family member or a friend that I'm going to share with you right now? This is a money-saving moment for you. And this comes compliments of T-Mobile. T-Mobile this week has launched a new plan for military personnel and their families and friends or retirees from the military. So the story is tremendous. It allows a group of up to six people to save a huge amount of money on cell phone service. And the way this thing works is it's not a deal particularly if it's just a couple of people. But the person who is the eligible military person plus one person together, their cell phone service is $80 a month, unlimited talk, unlimited text, unlimited data. That's okay. And unlimited use in Mexico and Canada, and free hotspot, free Netflix, and the $80 includes all taxes and junk fees. But that's not really a screaming deal. What is a screaming deal is the next four people you include under your plan are $10 a month total per. That includes I mean, that is with junk fees included, $10 a month for them to have unlimited talk, unlimited text, unlimited data, and all the other things that I mentioned. This is very impressive from a price standpoint to be able to have service for a family of six or a group of six people. Only one has to be current or prior military service. And you pay a total of $120 all in for six people, effectively for unlimited data with talk and text and all the other features, including the free Netflix, of what would work out to be $20 a month per line, per person, whatever. And that is extraordinary. And I give T-Mobile real props on that. Now, this is not an offer that is temporary. This is the deal for military personnel and military retirees and their family and friends on their plan. But for now, there is a half price offer on the latest Samsung phones, the S9 and the S9 Plus. They're available for half price as part of the kickoff of the new military pricing. If you go to either clarkdeals.com, you'll be able to click and see the full details on this, or you can go to T-Mobile and put in keyword military in their search box, and it will take you to it. Second deal is one from a brand new cell phone company. The company is called FreeUp Mobile. Free, F-R-E-E-U-P, FreeUpMobile.com. For people that are light users of a cell phone, you pay $10 a month at the starting plan, which doesn't get you a lot. It gets you 500 talk minutes or 500 texts, a combination of those two, and then a small amount of high-speed data for $10 a month. But if you use the things they have at the bottom of their website, you can have your bill wiped out by looking at ads or doing different surveys or whatever. They zero out your bill. There's also an option where you can buy stuff to zero out your bill. That doesn't seem like a deal to me. And depending on how active you are jumping through the hoops with them, you could be on a plan that's got unlimited talk and text, foreign calling free, and a meaningful amount of data, and pay nothing at all for your cell phone bill each month. Most people would have a phone that would be compatible with their network, and you'd just be able to bring your existing phone and have a little or no cell phone bill each month if you're willing to put up with the effort and the hassle to do the things that will get you the service for free. Again, that is freeupmobile.com. One other thing, do you know that we are on the verge of, when you decide to switch companies, that can all be done instantly electronically? There's a technology in the industry called the eSIM. You know how right now when you switch service or you switch to a new phone, you have to take what's known as a SIM card, a little chip, and put it in the phone that addresses to the phone who you are and what service you're on. Well, the industry had a breakthrough 2 years ago that allows cell phones, watches that are connected to the cellular network, any device, a tablet, whatever, to have an electronic SIM where it just addresses automatically right through the air and you can instantly switch. It saves a lot of money for everybody and all that. Now, there's a federal investigation going on right now of AT&T and Verizon, who are so afraid of losing customers to lower cost choices like T-Mobile that they have been interfering in cell phone carriers being able to use the eSIM. Apple is extremely upset about this themselves and has filed a complaint with the U.S. Department of Justice. But in the near future, now that there's exposure of apparent misdeeds by Verizon and AT&T, the eSIMs will come live, which is how it works in much of the rest of the world, and you will be able, on a whim, on a moment's notice, to switch to whatever is the cheapest plan for you and or your family. And if later on you decide cheap wasn't good enough, the service is crummy, you'll instantly be able to switch back to something else. The free market at work. Mike is with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Clark.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty well.
So, Mike, you have an insurance question for me. So it's always important to ask somebody how they're doing when somebody's going to ask an insurance question.
Yeah, no problem. So luckily, I haven't had to make any claims on this. This is a life insurance question.
Okay.
So you probably wouldn't be talking to me if I had to make a claim on that one.
That is a true statement. So what are you thinking of doing?
Well, I'm about 4 years into a 20-year term life policy, but I have young kids and one on the way. So,
well,
I'm
congratulations
going to need
coverage. To you.
Oh, thank you.
So you
very
like
much.
Having no sleep?
Yeah, pretty much. So I'm going to need coverage beyond the end of my current term life policy.
Yeah, because you only have 16 years left on it.
Right.
Yeah.
My question is, well, I guess let me kind of let you know. So when I got my current policy, I was able to get in at the very best rate. They called it ultra premium. But shortly after I got that policy, I was diagnosed with sleep apnea. So now I would no longer qualify for the best rates.
So that brings up, that brings up a puzzling scenario. How are you, how are you thinking this through?
Well, so the agent for my current policy, he wants to have me convert a portion of my existing policy to whole life because that would not require medical underwriting. And so, I mean, I know that in general, you and others say that whole life is not usually a good option because it's so expensive. But when getting a new plan would be more expensive no matter what because of medical underwriting now. I'm wondering if that is something I should consider. And then if not, should I try to get a term policy right now as soon as possible, or should I wait longer when I'm closer to the end of my current term policy before I look at another policy?
All right. I should tell you, first of all, Mike, there is no right answer to your question. It's shades of opinion. And normally, you know, I like to be able to say, do exactly this. In your case, mm-hmm. we're just going to have to reason this through. Doing the conversion to permanent insurance with your existing, what we'll call now 16-year level term policy, would be incredibly expensive. And I don't know if the mm-hmm. agent gave you the numbers, but that conversion is... a lot of money, like many times the premiums of what you're paying now.
Well, yes, he was not proposing to convert the whole thing, but to convert some of it.
I don't recommend that necessarily.
Okay.
Do you know yet, have you surveyed the market with potentially some of the online sources that I have on Clark.com for shopping for term life insurance? Have you shopped to see if the sleep apnea is going to get you redlined and you can't get a policy, or how much it will surcharge premiums for you?
It does not make it so that I can't get a policy. It's just it knocks me down from kind of the elite group health condition-wise down to, I mean, something that is quite less favorable.
And so let's talk dollars and cents. If you were to, how old are you?
34.
Oh, perfect. So if you were to buy a 30-year level term, that would cover the remainder of your key working lifetime years. And your kids, even if you had more, almost certainly they're going to be adults.
Right.
In 30 years. So you could piggyback, leave your existing 20-year level term in place for the next 16, and buy as large a 30-year policy as your wallet can really handle and smile on mm-hmm. you. And as long as you stick with a high quality insurer, A plus or A plus plus, rated by AM Best.
Yep.
Getting a new 30-year level term to sit on top of your existing 16-year remaining would be what I would do. Because then you wouldn't have to worry about what the agent's trying to get you to do with the partial conversion is you have insurance that would stay in place for the rest of your life. But your real need for insurance is key working years and till your kids are at least young adults. And that's why my opinion, and of course, this is there's no perfect answer, as I said, but my opinion would be buy a 30-year level term, even suffering the fact you're going to pay a higher premium.
And so should I look at doing that right now as opposed to waiting?
Yes, definitely. Okay. If you now have what's a relatively minor to moderate pre-existing condition, don't tempt fate. Go ahead and buy that.
Okay.
And remember, that would cover you to your mid-60s, which I would be comfortable with. And go look, as I mentioned briefly, go look at Clark.com at the services I'd like you to get quotes from for that level term insurance. Melanie is with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hello, Melanie.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
My husband is coming up to retirement in a couple of years, and he's very keen to live in Florida, and I have reservations. The heat kind of concerns me. And, I mean, we're planning to downsize our house in the next couple of years, probably around the time he retires. And, I mean, I'm quite happy to try Florida out for a year, just kind of see what it's like. But we've kind of been having discussions about, you know, the best way to go. I mean, whether it's better to sell our house and just rent for a year, or whether to rent our house out for a year and just see how we like Florida. And, I mean, I don't know what's the best approach.
Do you love the house you're in?
We need to downsize.
Right. So if you're going to bail on the house, and you definitely don't sound like somebody who's yippee, I'm going to get to live in Florida. You don't sound like it at all.
I'm willing to try it, and maybe I'll love it. Maybe I will.
All right. So I have a suggestion for you. This is for marital bliss, is that you go ahead and sell the home that you live in, and rent a place in Florida for 7 months. There's a specific advantage in Florida renting a property for 7 months instead of six, and you avoid hotel motel taxes if you do that. And so you rent a place, and it'll cover you. If you do 7 months, I mean, that's enough time to really get a sense of, I'm counting down the days till we go back to, what state do you live in now?
North Carolina.
You know, you're counting down the days till you go back to North Carolina. But that's a half a year is enough time to really, for each of you to have a sense if Florida is where it should be for you, or even as a half-timer. You know, a lot of people do half a year in Florida during what would be in North Carolina. It doesn't get really cold, but it does get cool to cold through the wintertime. And see, you live in Florida when it's going to be weather that would be substantially better, but not boiling hot. And then go back to North Carolina for a few months and hedge your bets. Rent in Florida, rent in North Carolina, you know, short-term leases. And then you'll find what's right for you. But if you're not sold on it, to pick up and move completely everything to Florida, and then you're there and you establish residence, and you're like, what are we doing here? I can't stand this. That's not going to be any fun. Now, this is a time of your lives you should be looking forward to.
Right, right.
How do you feel about that?
Well, thank you. That makes a lot of sense to me. Just to kind of try both places and kind of see how we feel after a longer period of time. Yeah.
You know, with Airbnb now and the extensive listings that are there, it's become a lot easier for you to rent a place in both in North Carolina when you go back there for 5 months or so, and when you're in Florida for the 7 months, you can just rent right online and be in a place that's furnished, that you don't have to worry about. Something goes wrong, the landlord's supposed to fix it, supposed to. And that way, you'll find where you're supposed to be. So give it that time. Instead of looking at this as having to jump in with both feet, only test the water with your toes first. You're listening to The Clark Howard Show. Thanks for tuning into The Clark Howard Show today. And if you're like me, you like deals. We got our deal diggers hard at work at clarkdeals.com that help you save money day in and day out. We work around the clock to find the best deals for your wallet, and they're on a variety of consumer items. Check out clarkdeals.com.